Good evening, everyone. Are you radiating? I am. I'm Veronica Entwistle, and I want to talk to you about radiance by design, choosing how you radiate into the world at any given time. Each of us has a dharma, deep, deep, purposeful reason for our existence, if you want to use reason, which is kind of a mind term, isn't it? Your soul's journey has a message for the planet, for the cohesiveness, or for the collective consciousness that's out there. And you all know that we breathe in, feel and breathe and hear and see all kinds of the collective stuff. It isn't necessarily original thought. Have you ever heard that thing about inventors, for example? There is not only one mind that brilliant ideas come through at any given time. It'll come through a number of different minds at the same time, because these things are floating around, aren't they? Some people have minds that are primed to bring things through and really move them into the collective. And that is something that's probably contingent upon or dependent upon your dharma or your purpose for being. And then when you and I get into our purpose for being, we find out what we're all about, then what we're doing is contributing to the collective. We've all heard, haven't we, that there's going to be a new earth. There's going to be parallel realities that you can pop into another reality. We've all heard this stuff a billion times. You can pop into another reality and everything's a lot different, and there's no war and there's no this and there's no that. And I'm kind of jumping around because I'm an intuitive and I work with some wonderful healing, vibrational energy beings of many, many dimensions. It's a huge group because, as they said to me, you never put up with one or two. You always have to be working in the library where you can kind of do research. So I followed that bit of instruction, and I'm working in the library of paradigm shifters, which is I take a look through an awful lot of books, and then I present an interview with somebody who's talking about some way of pushing the collective, or taking their dharma and influencing the collective, or maybe not even from the dharma, but using their mind and their creativity and impacting the collective somehow. And I reran an old interview this week, and I loved it. It was not that old. It's Hazel Courtney, who's a really amazing British journalist. We've got two British journalists that we've worked with. Well, actually, one of them that's American, who functions from the UK, is Lynn McTaggart. Lynn McTaggart is one that we've heard of quite a bit. She's done the intention experiment, working as a journalist all around the world, but coming in from the UK and checking a lot of the results of what happens when a lot of people intend the same thing, checking those results with different labs in the world. So she's done some just absolutely groundbreaking work. And in her latest book, The Bond, she talks a lot about how in the collective there's a rising awareness of how we are going to become more and more able, or more and more drawn from our higher selves and from deep within ourselves, to work in the consciousness of community. Instead of being competitive, if I get all the money, then you don't get any, neener, neener, or let's keep healthcare out of people's hands. Basically, what she's saying in her work is we're going to evolve through the collective in the kind of consciousness where we want to help each other, where we want the collective itself to be supportive and to sustain life on the planet, not just tear it to shreds. And that's really exciting. Eckhart Tolle, or Toll, I think is the correction of his name, has talked about how there's going to be a new Earth, as if the Earth itself sheds its vibrational body, or maybe it's its Merkaba. I haven't read his whole thing yet. I'm reading a lot of stuff, though, I tell you that. And he says there's going to be a new Earth, and other people say there is going to be a new Earth. It's like a parallel reality, and the dark and the light will split apart, and the big danger is you might not be able to connect with some of the people that you know and love anymore, because they're going to choose to stay at a certain frequency. And when you pop up and radiate by design, raise your fields and frequency to a higher level, you find that you don't resonate with, you don't run into other people who choose to keep their resonance attached to third dimension as they know it. It's a lower dimension. It's me against you. There's a duality in it that we're trying to move beyond. So let me cycle back to who I started talking about, which was Hazel Courtney. And Hazel Courtney is a British journalist. And she had this incredible experience. She was walking in Harrods, I guess going up the escalator or something. And she'd had a lot of health issues. Now, most of us who are multidimensional in our thought, in our visions, and so on, have had a lot of pressure, some abuse, some health issues, some mental health issues, who knows, isolation, abandonment. We've really been put through a lot of stuff. So she's had a lot of health issues. And I think what those issues do is push us out of our physical dimensions in such a way as we start to research other ways of looking at reality or other strengths that we might have when the physical strength isn't there so much, that sort of thing. And anyway, Hazel Courtney was doing okay. She was coming out of being ill, and she's in Harrods, which is a really high-end department store in London. And I guess she was going toward the escalator or something, and all of a sudden, she thought she was going to explode. She passed out and was taken to the hospital. And what happened is she had had a... For some of you who didn't hear the interview, and it's on my podcast if you want to help yourself to it, veronicaantwistle.com, or Stitcher, or iTunes. But in any case, and it's called Countdown to Coherence with Hazel Courtney. In any case, she passed out at Harrods department store. It's nice to pick a high-end location name. It might give you a little credibility in the long run. But in any case, she found out that, and this lasted for a long, long time, like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, that she found out that there had been a walk-in, a very high being, had come into her life. What for? What for? I say to myself, well, if he's a very high being, what on earth is he doing in there? It's her body, not his. Being cheeky here. But it is a little discombobulating to think that just somebody can jump into your body if they happen to feel like it right now. Thank you very much. But in any case, what happened is it put her through a whole lot. She knew what people were thinking. She was multidimensional in her consciousness at all times. And I guess it was exhausting. She shook, and she went through some really, really exciting things where she could tell people all about their soul's journey and what did things mean all over the planet. I mean, it was really outrageous. And from there, things got a little bit calmer, but she was taken to... Tucson, same place that Lynn McTaggart's research went through, there's a lab in Tucson, Arizona, where she was put through the rigors of testing mediums. Okay, so she went through that, the rigors, and they found that her work and her attitude and so on was very authentic. And then the more she went through these processes, the more she understood something called coherence. Now, I still don't quite understand. Okay, so if you talk about you and I are going to be completely in harmony all the way through our body and mind, all the way into our Dharma, and I'm completely in harmony, it means I have cleared, like we used to hear about the Tibetan Rinpoches, you know, they clear their psychology, their old reactions so much that some of them, when they die, don't even get rigor mortis. They don't harden up after death. And that's because a lot of our psychology and a lot of our physicality remains the same. They say if you want to understand your karma, take a look in the mirror. You see the shape of your face, the color of your skin, the shape of your body, your different aches and pains and doodly-doo. Excuse me. So cycling around, I'm going, well, when they're talking about coherence, I think the way I understand it, and I'm always trying to make things fairly simple so I can catch on to it, and maybe you can too, that the release of all these beliefs and attitudes and the kinds of things that run through our subconscious and even superconscious or run through the collective, remember, we breathe in thoughts and feelings. We breathe in attitudes and visions and ideals and hatreds and so on, because they're already floating around your living room, my living room, the mall, wherever you are, they're floating around. And when you want to really impose something more positive out there, you're going to have released a lot of that reaction in yourself in order to radiate at a higher level and bring your dharma forward and radiate that into the collective. So where does the coherence come from? As far as I can figure out, that's when you do that so well that there is no physicality left. So I'm going to leave that in your apt mind, because to me that's mind-boggling. I can't really, let me see. I usually try to embody the ideas that I get, and I can't quite get there. When I was little, and I gather this is fairly common with people whose dharma includes the path with great strength, but when I was little, I always knew where I'd been before. I knew I would never be born and I would never die. There was something in me that knew a whole lot more than the way my Veronica Entwistle character knows, even today, right? And as I was reading stuff or listening to the interview about the Bhagavad Gita, which is like an 8,000-year-old bit of spiritual wisdom, they're talking all the way through that about how the Atman is the part of you that was never born and would never die. And I'm going, oh, duh, that's the thing that was catching my attention when I was a little kid. So I'm not sure if we're talking about countdown to coherence, if the whole world is dropping into Atman consciousness, or if the whole world, see, I'm doing research here, and you're part of it, right? If the whole world is going to move inside into oneness and have no designated individualization between us all, no dualities, I'm not sure quite how to hold that, so maybe you want to call in after we do our countdown to coherency meditation. You want to do that with me? And then I really want you to call in tonight. It's a great delight for me when you do, and I think that the questions that you ask, the sharing that you do, really lifts and helps other people resolve some of their problems. And hopefully the kind of energy healings that we send out with the guides and angels and with your higher self, it helps us all become I'll jump back into making an impact in the collective, sending higher possibility thoughts into the collective, moving that huge ocean of thought that sometimes is stultifyingly limiting, and give it a little perk, you see. So you might say, I'm having a sort of a problem. We do some energy with you. You get lifted. You lift all the people around you, and then on goes the message. Does that make sense? Well, and one of the things I love is to do a coherent meditation. That's when we all put our heads together, we make sounds, we do the visualization, we do some healing together, and then we know that anybody that's doing it with us, all of us are sending a much higher coherent field out into the universe, out into our collective. It's probably far enough right now, but probably way out to the universe. So are you ready? Yeah, and if you want to just email your questions, you can, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. However, I really prefer if we start off being really coherent together. Take a couple of deep breaths. Another deep breath. And let's call in our guides and angels and higher selves. Let's call in the beings of light that are far beyond the collective. They're vibrating at a much higher level than the collective. And above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball, kind of like a little sun that's very bright. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball down to the spine into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided gold pyramid to about waist height and push it out a ways so you have room to move in there. Remember, we're putting in a crystal ball next. And then upside down, another golden pyramid, four-sided. And the basis of our pyramids meet. The lower golden ball covers the point of the upside down pyramid. You got the two of them stuck together. So you got yourself an eight-sided pyramid or an eight-sided octahedron. I haven't got my geometrics accurate. I think you could see it. Pyramid sticking up, pyramid sticking down, diamond shape, boing. And inside that, there's a crystal ball, a beautiful, beautiful, radiant, shimmering crystal ball. And inside that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, or your Merkaba. And now I want you to spin, and 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 spin. Good job. Spin, and spin, and spin. And whenever I spin, I always feel dizzy. Now, as you spin, look in front of you. There's a magical screen. And on that magical screen, we're going to make a couple of movies. And the first movie is going to be you seeing, creating a movie. You're a filmmaker right now. Put up a movie about what you want to become in this life. Okay? And some of you know what your dharma is. Some of you do not. So you might even ask what it is, but you might see yourself achieving that. I always say I want to be consciously multidimensional, so I'm still going to do that and come from the heart, which is, some people say they always come from the heart, and I say, oh, piff. To me, it's a wobbly kind of thing. You have to work at it or you have to practice it. Entrainment it is. All right, so then see yourself becoming what it is you idealize. Good. And when you feel you're achieving that, good. Wrap that in light. Wrap that whole scenario in light. You know it'll keep going, even though it's not in front of your vision anymore. And then we do the second movie. The second movie is you doing a project you really want to do. See all the pieces coming together, the resources, the people, the time, the moolah. There you go. And see all the bits and pieces coming together. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And there they are. They're coming together. Maybe it's a home you want. Maybe it's a family. It doesn't matter because it's your dream, isn't it? Just see all those pieces coming in one at a time. Good. And then when you get to the finish of it, oh, look at it, it's complete and it's beautiful. Then you want to take a little time and bring in all the resources, the people, everything that you need to keep that project going, to sustain it as long as it's naturally viable. Good work. That's great. You're doing a wonderful job. Now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Then the next project is going to be our Galactic Healing Center. You and I have an absolutely wonderful team of guides and angels and multidimensional beings, some ETs as well. Now we're asking for the healing ones to come in and stand round and round a little healing table. Right, you can see your team there. You can feel them. And then all around your healing table, now the first person that jumps on the table is you or me. Now you might have a decision that you've already made about what you want them to help you with. Or else they might have to tell you. And whatever the case is, just listen carefully or tell them carefully what it is you want. Good job. And you can really feel it. Can't you feel them energizing you? Okay, now wrap that in light. Move it over to the side and know that they'll keep working on you. And this is magic. Our team's going to replicate themselves. around a fresh table, and we're going to bring in someone else that needs help. In this case, it's a young boy who's developing quite a rage, and he's had a lot to deal with in his life, so we're asking for our healing team to work with them. I guess what we should do is bring in his family of that. And maybe you've got a family you want to help with the family system. Let's bring them all in. That's it. The mom and the dad and any siblings. Okay. And they've gone through an awful lot of stress and frustration. So let's see them all be helped by our healing team. And then with this little boy, we're seeing him have this incredible core of rage pulled out of him. It's funny, it's like they're pulling something on a long, long string, like a core being pulled out of him. And they're running energy through the top of his head and through the base of his spine. And now we're going to ask, this is something different. We're going to ask the healing team to call in their own healing teams, each one of them. Call in each of their own healing teams, their ancestral healing. That's right. Until this room around this whole family, this little boy, is just absolutely buzzing with healing energy, and ask that it have a huge impact on this boy. And his family, but today we're featuring the boy. Yeah. There you go. And we're going to ask the healing team if they have any messages for that little boy. Yeah, they give a wonderful message that he is just a blessed and wonderful being. And he will come to his. They're saying, you will bring your light into the collective. You will bring your light to this planet. Good. So we wrap them in light and send them off to the left. And now we have our friend who's got absolutely terrible. We have two women here that have absolutely terrible 24/7 body pain. Now one of them seems to be, oh goody, I'm glad you're on the air. Can you just wait for a few minutes? And one of them seems to be getting a little bit better. Huh. They both are, actually, and for a very different reason. So we're bringing two tables, and we're having both these people with chronic pain brought in. And what the guides are doing, we're asking for healing teams and also their ancestral healing teams. Just banks and banks of them. Good. That's great. That made me burp. You know what that means, that we're moving something in the gut for the gastrointestinal, which is how we digest life. Right? There you go. Yeah. And now they're trying to retrain the energy flow, especially one of them, who's a woman who's a little older, not quite 70. Yeah. They're trying to retrain the way energy flows through her body. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're telling her to release as much as she can from her own emotions. Yeah. That's good. Now wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And let's bring in one more table, and we're bringing in a young woman who's got a lot of frustrations in her health history, and she just had a recent tooth extracted. And in her health history, it's always been like a lot to do with her nerves, and she's banged her head and had huge concussions for a long period of time. And now having an extraction of a tooth has triggered the most amazing burning sensations through her nervous system, almost way beyond what the dentist would have expected. That's right.
We're asking what she can be. There we are.
And they're asking, I'm asking also for them to bring in her ancestral link. Besides our healing team, have the healing team bring in her ancestral links plus some of their own to really amp up the entire lineage of this young lady so she can feel the joy of being herself. They're rewiring part of her brain here. I hope you're listening, my friend who's got this extraction. Anyway, wrap it up and move it over to the side. Now we're going to bring in our political table. And there's so much I want to talk about with the political table. But I think you and I know a lot of people feel like our American school system is just terrible. It's weak and it's kind of low end. And the kids are being almost mined for the market. They're being taught really terrible grammar and gangsta talk and so on. And there's so much about intelligence that bypasses the system as it is. But it's really interesting to think that at this time in history, what we have is access to free classes all the way up through to university online. There's a lot of opportunity now with very little money to create a very refined life and a very high education. It's absolutely stunning. Several of us have been talking about it lately and learning more and more about what's available. So what I'd like to do is, first of all, put on the table this whole attitude that we've got in this country. We can't afford good education. Yeah, we can. We just have to have it as a value. We have to encourage our children. We have to flick off the TV or at least choose high-end and conscious things to learn rather than just garbage. Garbage in, garbage out, right? And we've got to really, here's the thing, to see in each child who that child really is instead of what category or what subject they belong in. You see what I mean? Who is that child? What is that child's dharma? We can learn to see that sort of thing in one another. So let's put this whole thing up on the whole education system in America, up on our healing table. Canada, you can put yours up too, although you're a little better than we are down here, I think. That's right. Put it up on the table. And what we want to do is absolutely imbue it with the value structure that sees the light of possibility in everyone and helping them to reach for the kind of information that takes us beyond. You know, that could change the world. It could change the world just as our McDonald's has changed the world, you know? Just as our gangster rap is changing the world. We can change it in different ways. We can excite our possibilities. Sorry to harangue, but I just know we're right on the cutting edge of choosing some very, very exciting educational opportunities. So let's just see the light pouring in to this entire school system so that it's got the ability to morph and change, maybe becoming at a certain level coherent. What do you think? Education is just the possibility of growing and awakening and learning all the wonderful, magical things going on, right? There we are. There we are. Yeah, and just feel the light come in. Now wrap that in light and move it over to the side, and then I want us all to do this. Let's call in from way out into the universes our conscious interaction with downloads that are available these days, downloads of high-frequency energy coming down through the top of your head, down your neck, down swirling through your heart, down your arms and your hands, and now I want you to pat the entire world, pat the world wherever there's trauma, drama, lack, distortions, human suffering, animal suffering, Mother Earth suffering. We're just going to absolutely radiate these wonderful healing energies that are going on right down to the bottom of the ocean, way out to the edge of the atmosphere, and in all the communities where people are sick, poor, at war, over-marketed with low-end stuff. underpaid. Yeah, we're just going to keep flooding all of our different pockets of trauma and possibility with this amazing high-frequency energy. My body's just buzzing, is yours? And run it round and round and round and round our planet, round and round our planet, imbuing the collective, imbuing the atmosphere, round and round and round our planet till it comes back up through your hands, straight up your arms, swirling round and round in your heart, up through your neck and your head, and way out into the great central sun. And then it drops back down through your head, shoots down through your spine and into the core of the earth. And then I want you to close off the Galactic Healing Center and jump into your star tetrahedron or your Merkaba, your energy body that changes dimensions when you want it to spin round and 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 round, and then jump in here with me. And yay, we get to talk on global radio together about how we're going to change the world. Remember, you change a small bit of the world, it has a huge impact. Now, I know we have a caller who's been, I hope, patiently waiting. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
And who do we have? Hi, Joni. I missed your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, I spent it at the Mayo Clinic.
And what did they say?
One of the biggest healing centers in the world.
Great. Was it effective?
Something's going on.
Good girl. How are your eyes? Joni's been struggling with a really big eye problem.
Well, they're still not seeing properly. And I have a question for you. They're suggesting that I go on a study for familial amyloidosis with a new drug called Isis something.
Oh, my.
At the University of California in Irvine. And this is the second time the study's been run. The first time, everyone was very excited about it because it didn't seem to have any bad side effects.
Hmm.
But did seem to maybe have an 85% chance of slowing down the production of or reversing the production of this bad protein, amyloid. Does going on this study seem like a good thing for me?
You know what, Joni? It does. And I'll tell you why. It may not be for the reason you think. It's because you seem to develop quite a bit of confidence and a lot of... It's funny. It's just like I see you developing a whole other level of your inner sight whilst you're there. There's something very important that happens there. Very important. And I think you should go.
And the second, well, it's just, they fly you in once a month.
For how long?
But just for a couple of days. But I'm thinking to move to a retirement home in that area.
I was going
to
say, I see you. Yeah, living over there is a really good idea for you. Did you find a retirement home that gives you joy?
Well, I'm looking. I won't be going down there until the 24th.
Well, it's funny because there is something there for you that you will stay, and it's really quite good. I really like it.
What is it?
Well, there's some home. There's a place there for you to stay in. I don't know whether it's a spiritual retreat center, retirement home. There's some kind of interesting spiritual component with it. And that's good for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the weather's better.
Is Irvine too hot for me?
No, I think that you'll be in a place that has a... there's a little town right nearby, I think. Of course, there's a myriad of little towns down there, isn't there?
Is Anaheim one of the places that sounds right?
No. It just seems more... I don't know. It's less of a... Anaheim's quite big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is small. It's more like a suburb of Irvine that I'm looking at. And there are some people there that you really, really like. Here's the deal, you guys. There's a consciousness of moving into community awareness, and that's what I think is happening. And maybe it's happening in and around the hospital area or wherever it is you're going for the research, for the test, and they show a swath of spiritual people and a very practical little association. It's not big. It's a small group. You like that.
Is it something, is Raquel part of it?
Is that a girl or is that a town?
It's a girl.
I think you're right. I think there is. Yes. Mm-hmm. Is she someone who also has an eye problem?
No. She's somebody in a very small spiritual community.
Oh, okay. Well, it
and
seems like the answer...
Charles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And one of the things that's really good about this community is there's a lot for you to do, even though you think you're impaired. You need to feel purposeful, you see? Hello?
Hello, yes.
Did you hear what I said? You need to feel purposeful, and it seems like
yes.
There's a purpose. It's purposeful for you. I think you're going to have a good time there, my friend.
Well, thank you, Veronica.
Yeah, and you have some
thank
work
you for
to do
your
there.
Blessing.
Yeah, and happy birthday. I'm sorry I missed your call.
I'm sorry. Anyway, it's so good to connect with you. You're doing such good work.
Well, bless your heart. So are you, and you're going to be doing some more of it.
Well, I can't wait to connect with you again.
Well, let's do it soon. And
yes.
thank you for your call and for being patient while we did the meditation, but it was a good one.
It was a good meditation.
So take care of yourself,
sweetie. And thank you for everything.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
And all who are listening.
You can feel it, can't you? They're loving you, too. So this is Veronica. So that was Joni, and she just had a birthday, and she's going for surgery. So let's all just send her Godspeed, and I hope your vision gets so great inside and outside, you know, inside your mind and heart. So this is Veronica saying, call in. What's going on in your world? I'd love to hear from you. And I hope some of you are listening to my podcasts or the archives here on BBS Radio, but podcasts are really getting a lot of feedback from people, giving me all kinds of comments and feedback. So if you've got ideas on who we should interview, I'd love you to talk about it. 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Now, let's see. I'm going to take a look at some other people out there. It seems like there's an awful lot going on with knees these days. How many of you are a little bit older and your knees are kind of gibbled? Because as soon as I said, who's going to call in, I saw a little series of knees. Now, what are your knees for, hey? If you think of the body metaphor, or if you think of the body being a filing cabinet, and you put certain subjects in certain parts of your body, what are the knees? Well, let's take a look. Your legs are holding you up, so they're support, aren't they? and your feet are understanding under the support of the feet, right? And then then you have childhood pictures in your calves in the lower part of your legs. And then in the support, if your knees buckle, what happens? The support doesn't work, does it? And it seems very interesting as we get older, there's a lot about older people that the knees don't seem to work very much. So they are two things. They're flexible, right? And then if they have to be able to be... they have to be able to hold you up, right? So you want to be able to walk. You want to be able to bend them. You want to be able to go up and down stairs. So let's send a beautiful light out to, oh, goody, you're on the air. I just want to send just a little light out there to lubricate knees because I'm seeing an awful lot of knees in front of me. Now, that's a pretty funny vision when you think about it. Here in the beautiful dark overlooking, kind of overlooking in the dark, the water between here and Bellingham, and then I see all these knees in the dark. So what we're going to do is just take a minute, and we're going to send beautiful green radiant light in to absolutely lubricate your knees in behind the knees and the joints, meniscus, the patella, all the different pieces of the knee. That's it. And we're just going to keep doing that while we speak to the caller that I'm so delighted to have on the air with me. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Are you coherent?
I hope so. You ask.
Because I was talking about countdown to coherence. No, I thought maybe...
Oh.
You didn't hear that part.
I guess I missed that. Well, my knees are fine.
Okay, this is good.
I just would like to check in. You saw some changes coming up for me in January. And
when's your birthday?
January. It's the 18th.
Oh, goody. Okay, we haven't missed it yet. Now, let's see here. Well, first of all, you've changed a lot. Do you know that?
I do.
It's funny because I'm seeing a huge change going on in your... Now, I want everybody at home to think about this for a minute. Your whole sternum area looks very different. How you're holding courage, expansion, life is very different than what it's been before. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And you look like there is an association coming in that is maybe not in the very moment, but it's going to be lucrative or it's going to have money. And then there's a whole development of a community coming in. And we've talked about that for a long time, but this time I see it as being closer than before. And it should come this month, I think. I'm not good at time, you know that.
And so does it look like I'm joining a community?
It does, although you look like you're spearheading a whole aspect of it. That other people are doing this as well, but you've come tootling in with your point of view, which is it's adding a whole facet to it, and they like that. People like it. I see a meeting. I see a lot of it coming together quite quickly. It seems like down in California, there's a frustration about the way housing and land and all that and, GMO, whatever is going on, and that there's this hustle-bustle of setting up a way of coping with or being involved in getting together and working together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and what did you mean about the association being lucrative? I don't know what that means.
All I'm seeing is that you've got something that you're involved in, and very quickly it becomes lucrative. So it's like a little bit of money comes, and a project starts, and then there's money that starts to really flow through it. But it doesn't all come at once. It comes in like a starter, and then fairly soon there's a lucrative flow. And it looks like you're going to work around it, meaning it's going to be an opportunity to create, and it's going to come to you and through you. It's going to come from a distance, and that there's some, I don't want to try and do the detail part because I'm not always right on that, and it just limits your dream part. But I've been reading out of this Florence Shin, who's such an old, I mean, she was a really big deal in 1925. Anyway, her whole thing, and it's a very biblical thing about casting the burden. Do you remember that thing?
No, who is this?
Her name is Florence Shin. She wrote The Game of Life and How to Play It. Now she wrote it in the 1920s.
Florence Flynn?
Florence Schofield Shin.
Oh, Chin.
S-C-H-I-N-N. The reason I'm mentioning is because she uses an ancient biblical and Torah and cross-spiritual kind of reference to a thing called casting the burden. So when you have something really bothering you that you really want to change and grow, you cast the burden. You say, in the name of divinity, or you can name your favorite divine, whoever it is, or you can just say, in the name of divinity, I cast this burden, and you wrap your burden. Maybe it's poverty, maybe it's illness. It doesn't matter. You see that burden, and you cast it over. And I think she puts it in a number of different ways, but one of them is on the flows of the Christ water, or the, you know, cast your burden. Mm-hmm. And it's really startling how that can change the things that seem to be stuck. It's just an old piece of metaphysics, but I like it a lot.
No, I've heard of that book. Yeah,
It's actually biblical. It's ancient. It's probably in the Bhagavad Gita. Gosh knows, you know. Some of these truths are so old, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll look that up.
Well, I want you to do something to throw it out there. I want you to throw your vision big and wide, because something's coming, and there's something about you. We were talking earlier about Dharma. And Jaya, there's something about you that has a really divinely guided ability to present something into the collective. It's like, I don't know whether it's the community that you dream about or whether it's partly something like a vein of product or something in the community that helps people associate. I don't know, but it's your gift into the world, and it's coming up.
All right.
I don't know. Do you know your Dharma? I know you teach meditation, and I know you're a very kind healer for people, but you've got something bigger. You know what I mean? It's not one-on-one.
Uh-huh.
And it should be coming mid-January, I think.
Uh-huh. We're almost there.
I know. What is this, the ninth?
It's the ninth. And you had seen me celebrating the results of an old project this month. Is that the same thing you're talking
about? I feel excited. And I really am reluctant to let myself, because I'm not very good at time all the time. But tonight I feel really excited looking at your future and also looking at how you've changed, meaning you're attracting a lot bigger point of view than you have for a while, you know?
Yeah, I'm stronger.
Yeah.
I'm stronger, and I think it's a lot of it is due to that product.
Product B. Tell people what that is.
Oh, really? You want me to?
Yeah, why not? I mean, everybody's into something here. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So,
hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is not an ad. This is an idea and a concept.
Well, it's something that's making me strong. I know it is, because the moment I started taking it, I felt stronger, and I felt like it was something I had been missing in my on all levels of my energy field.
And interesting,
it's a simple nutritional supplement that reverses the aging process and is able to lengthen the telomeres, which typically shorten as you age, the tips of the chromosomes. It's quite wonderful.
Well, if that's what's doing it to you, you look like a new woman, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's good confirmation.
Yes, it has changed. I don't know if that's exactly what it is, or it's just that you're rising into yourself, and this is helping. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's not only one thing. It's how the timing is.
Yeah, I'm having a Jupiter return in my astrology, and there are good things happening astrologically as well.
Well, I just want to say happy birthday to you. Well, really, it's sort of like you're coming into a new level of who you are, and I just think that's very exciting.
Well, I'm excited.
I am, too.
I'm ready.
I think it's wonderful, wonderful. And you look like are you still working?
Yeah. But the work I'm doing is fairly tedious, the daily work, so I'd be glad to move on from it.
But it's offered you something.
Oh, definitely. I've learned a lot. But it's a bit tedious.
Well, I think it's just helped you suit your one way of life into the next, and I think it's been useful for that, and you've met a couple of people that are really helpful. And you're about to meet whole raft more, and that's going to be very interesting for you.
Oh, great.
And I thank you for your call. It's always a delight when you call in.
Yes, thank you so much, Veronica.
All right, honey. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, isn't it interesting? People's lives go in these undulances, and we almost like we stockpile the learning, or we stockpile the clearing and the healing and so on, and then up comes the next level. And I often remind people to spend a few minutes and jot down everything you use to describe who you are, your identity, right? Are you pretty? Are you ugly? Are you tall? Are you short? And your identity is like are you a doctor, PhD? Are you uneducated? Are you educated? Are you big-hearted? Are you puny-hearted? Are you creative? Are you funny? I mean, doesn't matter. Write all of these things down, okay? This is who I am, right? All these things down. Oh, I'm in pain. I'm in this, I'm that. Write it all down, and then imagine all of those things, pieces stuck on you, like little labels, and then imagine dropping them all on the floor. I command total release of all those descriptive words now. Total release. And how I perceive it, and you can probably perceive differently than I do, but we can share our metaphors, huh? So how I perceive it is I see spiraling colored lights moving up through all of our bodies, yours and mine. And so when I'm going to do this and call up all these identities, these little labels, and then I command total release of them, I see those spiraling lights moving up inside of me, moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up, and allowing a new level of myself to come on up. Because some of those labels, and remember this, some of those labels have come from how people thought when we were kids. Or, I was abused, or my mother was ran away when I was born, or there's a lot of things, and I was abandoned, or I was cherished. There's all this stuff, but it's like describing who we are. We were talking about coherence, where you're dropping off all reactions, and a lot of our labels are based on reactions, aren't they? So I kind of recommend that each of us connect with all the labels that we put on ourselves each day. I've got to look good. I've got to look intelligent. I'm educated. I'm this. I'm that. I'm single. I'm married. I'm a good cook. I'm, a whole bunch of stuff. It doesn't matter which things you pick. Bunches and bunches of stuff. And then again, command total release. Oh, goody, you're on the air. And allow those spiraling lights to pop up and allow a new facet of self to come on over and radiate in your identity. And you're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi, who are you?
This is Carol from Kansas.
Hi, Carol from Kansas. How are you, honey?
Well, I'm doing a bit better than when I talked to you the last time, for sure.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I guess I was going through a pretty extensive healing crisis, so I made it through.
Good. How are
anyway,
you feeling?
I can really feel that energy in my knees.
I'm so glad. Well, good. Our knees are funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because they are talking about identity. It's a lot about how we feel held up in the world, isn't it? It's like a lot of, are we supported? Are we held up? And do you have any questions? Because we only have like 2 more minutes, and I don't want to hang you up with that.
Yeah, I would like for you to give me some insight into David. You know, he's hurt his back, and he's working, and he's just, you know, extremely tired. Just like to see what you see there.
Now, you know something? I don't think I've asked you this for a while. How old is David?
He's 58.
58?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good, because I think he's in the throes of his own Saturn return, you know that? Which is a time where you... Pardon me?
Go ahead.
It's a time where you reevaluate yourself in a huge way. And when I look at him, I see down behind his pelvic... He's got sciatica, right?
Yes.
His body mind is much more sensitive now than it's going to be a little later. And part of it is he's trying to come up with what it is he really is. That he's also an intuitive. He's a healer kind of guy. So are you. But he's fighting within himself what he's doing, feeling victimized by a lot of things. And that's just really ripping at his body. It's not just the physical work. It's the emotions he's got going inside of it. When I look deep into his soul journey and his dharma, I see that he has quite a lot of really magical ability. And when he moves through this period of time, he is going to rise up in it. You know, he's going to be proud of himself. So if he can hang in with the evolution of his sensitivity into it being his strength, we'll work on it again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you. So you feel like he's going to make it through this. Okay.
More than make it through. No, he's not going to keep his same identity, so it's no accident. We were doing that identity thing before. He's going to change out of that way of being, and he's going to morph into the David that he wants to become. And it's really...
Wonderful.
And so give him a big hug from me, and we'll talk to you very soon, sweetie.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Carol. And good night, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, if you've got ideas for guests and feedback on any of the guests that we've had, or if you have questions for me on Radiance by Design, if you'd like to come for a session, it's all on veronicaentwistle.com, veronicaentwistle.com. There's an Ask Veronica button there, too, and you can ask me a question. I'd love to talk to you. I so much enjoy your calls and our conversation on Thursday nights on Radiance by Design. Tune into Paradigm Shifters, 8 o'clock Tuesday night, and we'll be in touch soon. Much love and many blessings.